Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Wednesday, February 27th. You're going to love today's podcast if you like college hoops, March Madness, gambling. If you follow me on the gram, you know I've been posting picks for college basketball, and it's been a good season. Our guest today sounds like he's had a better season than me. Thomas Casale, he does stuff for CBS Sportsline. We had him on last year before the tournament. He's good. And it was a good night last night in college basketball. Listen, the sport, I know it doesn't have the juice that women's college hoops has right now, and yes, that's a factual statement. Caitlin Clark's a bigger deal than anyone in men's college basketball right now. I mean, that's a fact, folks. And you could say women's college hoops is having its moment. There's nothing wrong with men's college hoops, but between the transfers, the NBA, nobody's sticking around. There were just some decent games. Like Kentucky had a good game last night, thrilling. Kansas melted down late, and BYU pulled a pretty big upset. And Kansas does not lose at home. By the way, I had Kansas first half, Cincinnati first half, parlayed, which hit. Then I also got greedy and got Kansas full game, and that did not hit. Kansas, they got some problems. They got some offensive issues. But we'll talk about March Madness brackets. Listen, if you like gambling, if you like the tournament, which you know I do, then this podcast is for you. If you're just one of these guys who's like, oh, screw the tournament, screw brackets, I don't like money. Okay, I get that too. Also, in the NBA, so a couple interesting nuggets before we get to Thomas. My Mavs lost a heartbreaker to the Cavs, who hit a half-court shot, 59-footer at the buzzer to take down Luka and Dallas. Really nice dub for them. The Cavs, that is. I was crestfallen for the Mavs. You know I'm secretly pulling for the Mavs. I don't even have money on them to win the title. I might have to recant that. I'll have to check the account because, you know, you fire sometimes. Teams go on losing streaks. I think what happened last night in the league, besides Chris Paul returning, that was interesting. Anthony Edwards, we'll see what's up with the injury. I'm sure, hopefully, he'll be fine. I would just monitor this. Just file it away. Atlanta Hawks. No Trae Young, they look awesome, and they smoke the Utah Jazz. It was Bogdanovich, it was Murray, Capella, Johnson. Remember Jalen Johnson, the kid out of Duke? He had a really nice game. DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench. There wasn't one guy. It was five different dudes had double-figure shots. They had 27 assists, which is good. DeJounte Murray sliding into the point guard role pretty well. I know he had five turnovers, but nevertheless, I only float this because just keep an eye on the Atlanta Hawks. This Trae Young thing is nothing to scoff at. He's out 4 weeks, and if this team happens to surge, I'm of the belief that Quinn Snyder will go to management and say, I know you guys love Trae. He's the face of the franchise. You want to win? You want to make a playoff run? We got to ship him. We'll see what happens. By the way, notice how since Embiid's out, no more chatter about Tyrese Maxey and the Sixers. They can't do anything right. Maxey's good. But the Buddy Hield trade has netted nothing. Kelly Oubre looks, you know, ordinary and pedestrian. Celtics smack him around. I don't, listen, obviously Joel Embiid, reigning MVP, very, very good player. But the Sixers are quietly hurtling toward the play-in. They were in the mix for like the two seed. They're currently right there with Miami in the 5-6 range, and Orlando's just hovering at 7, right there as well. And Indiana's hovering at 8. Like, I don't think the Sixers could totally crater and miss the playoffs. They're 7 games up on the Hawks and 10. But falling into the play-in with no Joel Embiid definitely makes things a little more interesting and probably nauseating for Sixers fans. This was supposed to be their year. Anyways, without further ado, let's get to today's guest, college hoops gambling machine, Thomas Casale.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome to Straight Fire one of the foremost college basketball guys out there gambling. He's on fire this year. Listen, it's been a good season for me. You guys don't follow it on IG. Apparently, Thomas is having an all-time season. Let's welcome in Thomas Casale. He does college football and college basketball analysis for CBS Sportsline, does a lot of gambling online. Thomas, how's it going, man?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I remember we talked to you, I think last year, I don't know if it was championship week or right before the tournament, but we had you on because I know you're a college hoops diehard, and there aren't many of us left, man. It's weird. You love college hoops and you love gambling on it. How would you characterize this season so far as we approach March?
Well, you know, I think college hoops has changed a little bit because of the transfer portal. I think it's different than football, where football, I don't think like a Marshall is going to all of a sudden start competing for, you know, for championships. But there's so many college basketball players that go to like Kentucky and Kansas and don't get playing time. And then they transfer over to places where they're going to get playing time, some of these mid-majors. So I think it makes it interesting. Listen, there's a couple of teams, 3 or 4 teams, I think, that are above the rest. But I think the tournament's going to be crazy again. It was crazy last year. We just had it was a weird tournament. We had a crazy tournament and a dominant team. So UConn was just dominant all the way through. But outside of UConn, it was wild.
It was pretty wild. I remember I did a Calcutta last year with some guys. So 2 years ago, we had Kansas, and it was a big win. It was awesome. Last year, one of our big plays was Arizona. And they freaking lost a choked away a lead late against, I think it was Princeton in the first round. And they got bounced. And I was so ticked. I don't know. Do you have Arizona in that upper echelon? Obviously, Houston and Purdue, everybody has, and UConn. But is Arizona, would you put them in that group up there?
I wouldn't. I think they're the three teams you mentioned. And listen, I know about the struggles, but Tennessee to me is the fourth. If you're just looking at teams.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
Tennessee, I think those four teams, UConn, Houston, you know, Purdue, Tennessee, you know, you throw North Carolina in there maybe, that can win multiple ways. Now, I understand Tennessee hasn't done it in the tournament, but that's a tough narrative to lay your hat on. I always tell people there was a 6-year span from when Jay Wright made the Final Four and won a national championship. And that 6 years, he missed the tournament once, and the other 5 times he didn't get out of the round of 32. Rumblings in Villanova about, hey, maybe that Final Four was lucky. We don't have the right guy here. But then he goes on a run, he wins a national championship, and those narratives go away.
Yeah.
So those are the – but we have to see matchups. We have to see where they're, you know, where they're seated. But just on paper – those would be the toughest teams, I think.
Interesting. So Tennessee, obviously everybody knows Rick Barnes. I don't want to call him a choke artist, but he's had some letdowns in March. But, you know, you look at their early season stretch where they lost to Purdue, Kansas, and UNC. They were tested, and all the games were single-digit games, but they lost all of them. I don't know if I could ride with you on them. You like the kid Dalton, right?
I think he could be the difference. That's where I think this team could be different. And again, listen, I like teams that play a tough schedule early. I don't think those outcomes matter that much. Listen, Purdue's beating everybody. Right.
They have
Purdue's beat. So if you go by just like early season, then Purdue should be everybody's national champion because they've proven to be the best team on paper. It's so much about matchups and the path. You know, you have to see who teams like if Tennessee has a couple of teams they can bully early. Remember something, you know, San Diego State and FAU made the Final Four last year. Both of those teams could have lost in round one. And I think those first two games are so important in a tournament setting, because if you can get by them, then you go to the second weekend with the Sweet 16, and it's all about matchups. So you just really have to wait until we see those matchups.
Yeah, interesting. I had forgotten about San Diego State. There was I have to look back, but you're
Charleston.
Right. That's right. And I think I had Charleston in that game.
Yeah, and they didn't cover late.
That's right. Yes. And then so what happened to the other one? FAU.
Well, they should have lost to Memphis, but somebody gave Penny Hardaway a coaching job. So
that's right. Memphis had like the 28-year-old player.
Yeah. And they had control of that game late, and they kind of blew it. But then you get past those games. You know what I mean? And then so I just think it's who do you see there? Like who can get by these first couple matchups and then make it interesting in the Sweet 16?
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Connecticut's interesting. People very rarely repeat in college basketball.
Right.
But Connecticut's got the goods, right? They got a coach everybody likes, Danny Hurley. They did just get smoked by Creighton, which was kind of an easy winner over the weekend. But mostly they're beating the daylights out of people. Thomas, I'll ask you, in the last like 2 months, how many close games do you think they've had, like decided by 3 points or less?
Not many. I would say how many the last 2 months?
This calendar year.
Three.
Yeah, they won this calendar year. 1 point win over Villanova on the road. Otherwise, like, it's blowout city. I don't know. I like them. I don't think they'll repeat. Do you?
Listen, they're good, and I don't care about getting blown out at Creighton. Conference games on the road don't matter to me.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember last year, I had the big bet on Creighton at 100-1. See, in my opinion, they almost made the Final Four. They lost to San Diego State at the end there, but that was the only team I thought could have given UConn trouble because they know them. They play them. They're not intimidated by them. They know the physicality that UConn brings. But UConn was just so good. Listen, we haven't seen a team do that in a long, long time. Mm. They did last year. That's not the same team. I mean, last year was a special run that they had. They just massacred everybody in their way. So I do think they have one of the most complete teams. A lot of times, it didn't happen really to them last year, but a lot of times the tournament comes down to, can you win that one close game where you don't shoot very well?
Yeah.
A lot of these teams are going to have that in the tournament. You know, I think Kansas is an upset pick early on. I don't think they have enough weapons offensively to offset a bad shooting night, but I do think UConn's going to make another deep run. They've just looked so good all season long.
Boy, just looking back at that Creighton-San Diego State game from last year, Creighton, awesome three-point shooting team, 2-for-17 from deep.
Please don't bring it up. That one hurt. I still have nightmares.
That was brutal. By the way, where are you on Creighton this year?
I think they're good. I don't like him as much as I did last year. You know, my problem with Creighton is you mentioned the everybody focused on the foul at the end of the San Diego State game that maybe or maybe not was
that's
a foul.
Right. Yes.
But you can't go 2-for-17 in the Elite Eight. You know what I mean? To me, Creighton's one of those teams. If they're not shooting the three well, BYU's another one, right? Listen, when BYU and Creighton are shooting well, good luck. I mean, they're really, really good. But when they're not shooting well, are they going to get by that game? That's what concerns me about Creighton. But again, I think they're a team that's interesting in the tournament.
Let's go to Houston for a moment. It's weird. Everybody knows in college hoops, you look at Bart Torvik and KenPom. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have another site, Thomas, you want to add. But you go to KenPom and see the very top is Houston and Purdue. And I think the casual fan is probably like, what's going on? Come on, Houston. Houston laid a massive egg last year. I think it was the Elite Eight. Might have been Sweet 16. And I don't know. I know they have players and they got a tested coach in Samson and they're the number one defense in the country. I just worry, will they have enough offense, Thomas, when the chips are down in a big spot in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight?
So there's three teams I put kind of all together in the same category. We mentioned one, Tennessee, Houston's another, and Iowa State's another.
Ooh.
I have Iowa State at 100-1, took them early. But those three teams are very, very good. But they're also three teams that can have a 55-point scoring night when you don't need it. Yeah. That's what they're going to have to overcome. Houston is very good, but like you mentioned, every now and then they put up that offensive stinker. And can they overcome that in the tournament? Iowa State's the same way. Listen, when Iowa State's getting turnovers, they're running the court, they're really tough to beat. But are they going to have a game, you know, where they shoot 12% from three? And so those three teams, I think, can all make runs. But your point about Houston and the scoring is valid. It can happen to any one of those three. Like, we know that's not going to happen to Kentucky, right? We know it's not going to happen to Alabama. If they lose, they'll probably give up 97 points. So they're going to score. But those three teams are on the opposite spectrum of that. They have to avoid an early offensive stinker.
Yeah. Let's go to Purdue real quick. So everybody knows Zach Edey, the 7'4" guy, and they had a massive letdown last year in the second round. One of the big narratives in college basketball is you need good guard play. Guard play leads the way, and everybody knows that. Purdue's guards, to me, are you know, Big Ten good, but man, I still have concerns with them going up against a big run and jump 6'4" mid major guard tandem. And I like Braden Smith, really, really nice player, awesome 3-point shooter. I don't know, Thomas, any reservations about that backcourt heading into March?
So here's the problem with the Big Ten. None of the Big Ten teams pressure the basketball. Okay. They're not SEC teams. They're not Houston. They don't go out and pressure guards. If you look at the turnover percentage on Big Ten teams defensively, they're almost always in the high 200s, the early 300s. They don't create turnovers. And I think that helps Purdue in the regular season. Then when they get in the tournament, they're playing teams that can pressure the ball. I mean, even Fairleigh Dickinson last year, who was a fast ball pressuring team, gave them trouble. So I think that's where the Big Ten can have some issues in the tournament, is their guards aren't used to that constant ball pressure that SEC guards and a lot of Big 12 guards have to deal with. That's my concern, is when they get in there and they play a team that can really get up there, their athletic guards can pressure you and create turnovers. Can they overcome that? Because they have the most dominant player in college basketball. They just got to avoid those sloppy turnovers that we've seen in recent seasons in the tournament.
My bad. I said Purdue lost second round. They did. That's right. They were the second number one seed to lose to a 16 going down to FDU. They were a one. Purdue was a one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won the Big Ten tournament. They'll probably win it again, right? Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, that's the other problem with the Big Ten, is I think the teams stink. Yeah. Like, Nebraska's really good at home, but they're average on the road.
They're dangerous. State,
no, they are, but I'm just saying, you got to be able to win away from home to be good in the tournament, right? And they're not going to have the whole tournament in Nebraska. Michigan State has been abysmal this year to where they were supposed to be. That was a team I really liked coming into the year, and it just hasn't come together. So, I really like what Purdue did early in the season against those teams like we talked about, but I don't know how tested they're getting in the Big Ten. I think it's a down year.
Would you characterize this as a wide open tournament? It feels like the West Coast is as down as it's ever been. Like, yeah, San Diego State's good and Gonzaga's good, but Gonzaga's not like a top two seed. I don't even think they're top three. Like, St. Mary's is good, but not dominant. I think the entire Pac-12 is safe to call it a joke this year.
Yeah, and that's the reason why you could see another FAU. A team I bet, a while back before the season, to make a Final Four run was Dayton. Now they lost one of their best players in Malachi Smith, so that really hurt them. But they have an NBA prospect in Deron Holmes. I think you could see a team like that again make a run, because there aren't a lot of dominant teams. You mentioned the Pac-12, UCLA's not there anymore. There's no teams there other outside of Arizona that really scare you. I do think Colorado has talent, but again, you got to win away from home to be good in the tournament. So I do think of teams, like a James Madison. James Madison played Michigan State, if you took the names off the front of the jerseys, you wouldn't have known who was who. Like, they have athletes, they have guards. They're right. They were right there. Now, would James Madison finish in the top three in the Big Ten? No, but in a one-on-one situation, that team can cause some problems. And teams like that, I think you could see another team make a run.
Interesting. I graduated from James Madison, so they've been a covering machine. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but like they blow teams out. They have been very good this year. Let's drill down on Dayton. I don't have them on my card as a team to watch, but maybe I should.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you have like a 6'10 NBA prospect, a lottery pick, you're going to be tough. Now, again, Malachi Smith was a huge part of that team. He was lost earlier in the year, and he's gone. But if they had him, I think they would have been really dangerous. But that's a team, I remember when I was on here last year, Jason, we talked about a team like Drake, who actually led Miami with 2 minutes to go by 6 points, somehow didn't cover the game.
That's
my first round thing. Like, if Drake had beaten Miami, I think they would have been really tough in the tournament. Now, they lost that game, but I think Dayton is similar to last year's Drake team. They'll have a tough first round game, but if they can get by that, I think they can do some damage in the next two rounds.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm looking at James Madison as a sleeper. So when you click on the KenPom, on the names in KenPom, you can sometimes see the birthdays. They got a lot of 22, 23, 24-year-old guys. And a lot of their guys have been like, third stop, you know, 5 years in college basketball. Does that factor in when you're looking at teams that can make a run, obviously besides the matchups, but like just experience?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Especially like we talked about earlier with the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. When these guys go, you know, they started here, now they're here. You know, there was a team a couple of years ago, again, they just lost in the first round, Chattanooga. Remember the game they had against Illinois where they led the whole game and Illinois hit a basket at the end?
That's right. Yeah.
Chattanooga had transfers from Kansas. They had major college transfers. And that was a team I thought if they had won that first round game, they could have made a run because they had that experience. They had those players who played at bigger colleges. And James Madison is very similar. So those are things I do think play an important role, especially when you're looking at mid-majors. Like, we know Kentucky's not going to have experience. They do the same thing every year. They get the young guys that go to the NBA. But those mid-majors with experience can be tough.
I do want to, like, you know, I do like college hoops. It ain't what it was in the 90s. It's not even what it was like 15 years ago when maybe it was 10 years ago. Remember the Wisconsin team that took down the Kentucky team? Like, those were, everybody knew the players. Kaminsky had been around the block.
Right.
Kentucky had like 5-star guys left and right. I don't want to say a lot of the players are largely unknown, but I mean, Thomas, like, you look around at some of these teams, like, not a lot. There's a lot of anonymity in college basketball this year, no?
Yeah, listen, the most popular college basketball player isn't a man. So it's that's a fact, right? Like, I do content. You do something about Iowa women's basketball, and that kills. I think outside of Zach Edey, I don't know how many players that people know, to be completely honest with you. Like, you know, I think everyone knows Zach Edey because he's, you know, he's 8 feet tall and he is what he is. But I just, how many, if you asked a casual basketball fan, like, name me guys on Kentucky and Kansas, like, how many can they name you?
I mean, Duke. You don't know many guys on Duke. You know the guy on Duke who got run over in the court storming.
Right.
You know, like, other than that, you're right. Like, North Carolina has a couple old guys in Baycott and the guard who went off, Davis. But you're right. I don't know. And, like, listen, college basketball is not going to get fixed. It's not the money cash cow that college football is. So maybe this is just the new normal, unless they clean up the transfer portal and then it goes back to, you know, a handful of dominant teams, right?
Yeah. The other problem I think college basketball has right now is it's kind of boring. I mean, have you ever watched the last 2 minutes of a college basketball game? I mean, they got 9 timeouts. They got 7 reviews. This is just my personal opinion. I don't feel reviews were made to put 0.2 seconds back on the clock. Yeah, you have plenty of chances throughout the game to win it, okay? Taking 10 minutes and putting 0.2 seconds back on the clock is madness to me. But I think, like, college basketball, the games are just so choppy at the end. Like, even good games, like I remember the FAU Arizona game, which is probably game of the year. There was a 10-minute pause in that game for a review so we could go from 1.7 to 1.9 seconds. So I think that is a little bit of a problem. And I'll tell you the other thing too. I don't know, maybe we've neutered the men's game a little bit because more people watch it, but I watch the women's game and girls are like shooting guns and like talking to each other and like talking smack. I remember a couple of years ago, a kid for Kansas got a steal late and slammed in the final seconds, and Bill Self destroyed him in the media. That's at the press conference. We don't do this. Yeah. I mean, shut up. Yeah. These are kids. But I actually think the women's game is more fun to watch right now.
Wow. That's a take. Now, I'll say this. Caitlin Clark is drawing more eyeballs than men's college basketball games, and it's not particularly close. I mean, listen, Fox has some of them. They drew 1.7 million for Iowa, Nebraska. Like, nobody knows who's on the Nebraska women's basketball team. Nobody. But Caitlin Clark's playing, and everybody's tuning in. It's kind of a phenomenon. And like you just pointed out something good. There was a girl, I don't forget which team she was on, blocked Caitlin Clark at the rim and then like stared her down. Mm-hmm. And it went like viral. And I was like, damn, that's cool. Like, women's college hoops is definitely having a moment. Like, what is it? Is it South Carolina that has that awesome guard?
Yeah.
Or there's some really good players. The Juju Watkins from USC is a machine. It's, I don't know. Why do you think this is happening where men's college hoops is like taking a backseat? I can't ever recall this happening.
I don't either. I'll just tell you this, though. The funnest game I watched all year was LSU South Carolina women's basketball. I mean, those girls were going at each other.
Oh,
they
Angel
were
Reese,
staring
yeah.
at each other. I mean, they were hitting three after three and looking at each other. And I mean, I don't know. I like emotion in sports, especially
so do I.
at the college level. I mean, these are kids. And, you know, remember Christian Laettner? Christian Laettner stared so many people down and used to talk so much trash. They made a 30 for 30 about how hated he is. And, you know, Shaq. And I don't know. I think we've taken some of the originality out of men's college basketball. And it's kind of boring.
These are good takes. Damn. All right. So it's tough to pin you down without seeing the bracket. But outside of your big four, give me two teams to watch.
I do like the Iowa State team. I think when they're playing, they're a tough matchup when you're not used to them, their defense, the way they play. And another team I'll just say to watch out for, I don't know if they're going to win it all or make a, but Florida had a bunch of transfers come in, but they can shoot the basketball. They can score, and they're the number one offensive rebounding team in the country. So when you're playing teams like say they're an 8-9 game, right? When you're playing Houston and UConn in that second round, you got to be able to hit the boards. Yeah. And that's something Florida does well. I mean, that's just more of a, you know, of a long shot type of team. But the team I really like, I got them 30-1. I like North Carolina. I think they're on a mission. I think they were embarrassed last year with the way they played. Like you said, they got a couple of experienced guys there. They got the kid from Stanford, Ingram, who's been great. So they got three studs. And if you have three studs in the NCAA tournament, sometimes that's enough. Yeah. So I really like the Tar Heels this year.
Damn, I don't have that. I have Tennessee, Arizona, Houston, North Carolina at plus 1,400 and plus 1,300. Not good numbers, clearly. And then Purdue plus 765. So nothing extraordinary, but clearly I will be like you rooting for North Carolina, which would not quite fund a vacation, but be a very, very nice hit. All right, Thomas. Hey, this is great stuff, man. I love the passion for college hoops. Thanks for taking the time and talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.